and then I talk about that walk off from Wayville.
Mm. Well, when we come back after that race meeting at Nigeray,
yeah,
and we did to come back, we wanted to this get our stuff from truck. We had a couple of trucked in from Nigeray, and that evening, and someone said, "Oh, old Pinchin come back from West Darwin."
Yeah.
They said, "Oh, you know what we've got to do about it tomorrow? Everybody get up, you know, where the camp, everybody mushed up to listen to this old man been talking. Okay, we got to make a move tomorrow before we keep everybody and keep pension of women and men. Okay, you know, keep them warning. Okay, as soon as everybody have breakfast, we can go to Bestia office and see Mr. Fisher, and else nobody can work for him. We got to start." Okay, that night, we had a camp. Everybody, because it been good news.
Yeah. So that's one day you didn't go to work.
Next morning, just one day, Chinese women come back from Nigeray,
yeah,
and that late.
And back by this time, right?
And that night, we had to listen to old Pinchin.
Yeah.
What he got to tell us. Every family been gone to listen to Pinchin. Okay, tomorrow we got to go to Bestia office.
Yeah.
Talk to Mr. Fisher.
Yeah.
Drag him out from office. We want to talk to him in the outside from office. And we're going to start walked away. So we did. All right. We camped that night.
Yeah.
And next morning, everybody get sort of dressed after breakfast. And everybody been come to sort of one place. All been meet up there. And so we've been walking to office, Bestia office. Okay, and old Pinchin and Jerry and few others elders been look for, going inside, found this bloke sitting in his office, and this old man said, "Oh, we gotta tell you something. Could you come out just for a second?" So Mr. Fisher come out, and everybody was just right around that bloke. He was in the middle. And Pinchin there, and Jerry, and a few others, elders. Okay, talk to him. Okay, we've been brought up by Bestia, and you know we've been working slave, just for tobacco, bit of salt beef, bucket of tea, and bit of damba. That's all. And nothing for every week. We used to get one box of matches and nicky-nicky tobacco. This time, we're just sorry, you can have your station. It is your station, we just walk out of station. Now. And Mr. Fisher said, "Oh, you're choking. I'm taking my mob now. I'm taking everybody from this station. So you can't see us more. When we leave this station, we mean that, because Bestia there is people. One of your boss, they in Sydney, some in England. And they shouldn't give us fair go. Good house, good everything. No, they didn't recognize we are human beings. They must have been think us some sort of animal. Now we just walked away. Okay, goodbye." So we walked away.